You started singing and dancing at a young age, like you was 5 years old. Who inspired you to do that at such a young age?
My mom, just, you know, being about my family and that entertainment, you know, we always used to entertain each other when it came time for, you know, like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And any of those holidays, you always, you know, entertain each other. You know? I think that's how it came about, when my mom, you know, my mother, and she actually was a dancer too, so.
Oh, okay. Okay. What artists did you look up to when you were young?
Definitely Michael Jackson.
Okay.
James Brown. All the greats, you know, New Edition.
All right, man. Where in L.A. were you born and raised?
Inglewood, California.
Okay. You know, you reached stardom when you were like 14 years old. Do you think you missed out on a lot of stuff that other kids did that age?
Well, truthfully, you know, when you care about something, you know, like me, when I was younger, I always believed that, you know, singing is something that I wanted to do. So, you know, I don't really feel like I missed out. And I got a chance to go to, like, prom, and, you know, do some normal things.
Okay. How was it that B2K, you know, the group put together back then?
Well, it was put together by,
okay.
They gave the keys to, you know, Chris Coates. That's pretty much, like, that's my manager, and, like, pretty much my mentor is my father right now.
Okay. And do you think R&B singers on the West Coast go through the same struggles in the way that West Coast rappers go through, like, upcoming R&B singers?
Well, truthfully, I don't think so. I'm not sure because, you know, I would say that it's not that many West Coast singers, you know, more than it is rap.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, you know, don't get me wrong, everyone struggles at a point in their career.
Yeah.
It definitely happens, but nah, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that about West Coast singers.
Okay. And, you know, B2K, your group was very successful. What happened so you guys parted ways in 2004?
We're really thankful now for everyone. You know, when just now, you know, with us, like, having so many wonderful movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think what we all wanted was a real, you know, maturity. You know, we wanted to find ourselves, find the things that we wanted to do. In the beginning, you know, the goal for the group was to be successful. We all shared one vision. You know, and as we got older, you know, everyone kind of separated, and I think that meant we could move up, so.
Yeah, because there was a lot of stories back then, like, a lot of rumors going on. I mean, can you set the rumors straight once and for all?
Yeah, you know, everybody's scared. Everybody, you know, respects, you know, whatever you're doing. It's all love. I mean, don't get me wrong. In the beginning, you know, everyone was like, okay, we're not feeling each other, you know.
Yeah. Okay, and was it hard for you to go from being in a group and doing a solo albums in like a year?
Yeah, it was difficult, you know. It was something that, you know, I kind of had to get used to, something that I wasn't used to, you know. Yeah, it was different, truthfully.
You know, what's the positive side of being solo and the negative side?
Well, the positive side of being solo is that, you know, you can make up your own decision. It doesn't totally rely on other people.
What?
You know, other people, you know, like if I'm having a bad day and something doesn't go right, I mean, I can't blame nobody else. I can blame myself.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the best side about it. You don't have to cut the check, you know, 3 ways or 4 ways. And, two, I don't think it's a negative side of it. You know, I think that, you know, when you're a man, you know, you didn't, you know, you had to have order and you didn't want to go to a people place, you know, on your own. I think that, you know, you got a man up to do it.
Yeah. And, you know, you starred in a couple of good movies, like Fat Albert and that show, The Burning Man Show, The House, and tell us what you learned most from those experiences.
Well, really, experiences, everything. You know, if you get on the stage, you get more comfortable, you get more loose. You know, you start filling out everything. You know, so I would say what I got out of it was more room. It was just my chops. You know, I set my chops up, my spin.
Yeah. Okay. And your first album went gold, the solo one, was very successful. Do you think this new album will lead to even greater success?
I hope so.
Yeah, it's been getting great reviews so far.
Yeah, everyone, you know, seems to really like it, so I'm really happy about that.
Okay. We interviewed Busy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony a couple of years back, and he showed me a diss track where he was like, talking about, like, he was going at you because there was, you guys had said that you were going to sign Busy Bone, and he said that wasn't true. Can you speak on that?
Well, I'm pretty sure it was the other two members that were saying that they were going to sign Busy Bone. That would never even come out of my mouth.
Yeah, because he was really pissed that you can say that straight.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us what's it like being in the studio with Timbaland?
Timbaland's out of it. Timbaland is someone that's really exciting to be around. You know, he's a really, really cool guy. And, Timbaland's Timbaland, you know?
Okay.
A lot of Timbaland's, like, you know, energy and good, and his spirit is wonderful. You know, that's something that I really find a lot in. And a lot of people, artists, you know, that, they're humble and they're really kind.
Okay. And the last question is, do you ever think there's going to be a B2K reunion going down?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. You know, I wouldn't tell anyone, you know, that there is, you know.